Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baia. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC at Emory and Henry. It's my chance each week to give you music I think is extra special and occasionally put in something a little odd, a joke, a story, a reading, and I call those odd things Wombats. And that's where my title comes from. Wombats and Music. And there is a wombat tonight in the middle of the show. Later on, I'll introduce it for you. It's a reading, but I won't tell you what yet. I'm going to start off the show with a classic from 1967. This is Ode to Billy Joe. A lot of songs tell a story. This one is more haunting than most stories. Ode to Billy Joe by Bobby Gentry.
Was it 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day? I was out chopping cotton and my brother was baling hay. And at dinner time we stopped and walked back to the house to eat. And Mama hollered at the back door, y'all remember to wipe your feet. And then she said, I got some news this morning from Choctaw Ridge. Today Billy Joe McAllister jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. Papa said to Mama as he passed around the black-eyed peas, well, Billy Joe never had a lick of sense. Pass the biscuits, please. There's 5 more acres in the lower 40 I got to plow. And Mama said it was a shame about Billy Joe anyhow. Like nothing ever comes to no good up on Choctaw Ridge. And now Billy Joe McAllister's jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. And brother said he recollected when he and Tom and Billy Joe put a frog down my back at the Carroll County Picture Show. And wasn't I talking to him after church last Sunday night? I'll have another piece of apple pie. You know it don't seem right. I saw him at the sawmill yesterday on Choctaw Ridge. And now you tell me Billy Joe's jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. Mama said to me, child, what's happened to your appetite? Well, I've been cooking all morning and you haven't touched a single bite. That nice young preacher, Brother Taylor, dropped by today. Said he'd be pleased to have dinner on Sunday. Oh, by the way, he said he saw a girl that looked a lot like you up on Choctaw Ridge. And she and Billy Joe was throwing something off the Tallahatchie Bridge. A year has come and gone since we heard the news about Billy Joe. Brother married Becky Thompson, they bought a store in Tupelo. There was a virus going round, Papa caught it and he died last spring. And now Mama doesn't seem to want to do much of anything. And me, I spend a lot of time picking flowers up on Choctaw Ridge. And drop them into the muddy water off the Tallahatchie Bridge.
Ode to Billy Joe by Bobby Gentry. The next song is Got a Hold on Me by Christy McVie. When Stevie Nicks joined Fleetwood Mac, it made them even more famous. They were already fairly famous, and she kind of eclipsed Christy McVie, who was a very good singer of her own. And I think it's hard to remember how good she was and is, so this song is by her. This is Got a Hold on Me by Christy McVie. That was Christy McVie singing Got a Hold on Me. Next up is my favorite John Prine song, Paradise. It tells the story of the coming of the roads, the coming of technology. And this particular version is sung by Jimmy Buffett. He doesn't usually sing this kind of music, but this time he does. Paradise by John Prine. written by John Prine and sung by Jimmy Buffett.
When I was a child, my family used to travel down to western Kentucky where my parents were born. And there's a backward old town that's so often remembered so many times that my memories are worn. Hey, Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County down by the Green River where paradise lay? I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train done hauled it away. Well, sometimes we would travel right down that Green River to the abandoned old prison down by Adria Hill, where the air smelled like snakes and we'd shoot off our pistols, but empty pop bottles was all we would kill. Hey, Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County down by the Green River where paradise lay? I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train done hauled it away. Coal company came with the world's largest shovel, and they tortured the timber and stripped all the land. And they dug for their coal till the land was forsaken, and they marked it all down as the progress of man. When I die, let my ashes flow down the Green River, let my soul roll on up to the Rochester Dam. I'll be halfway to heaven with paradise waiting just 5 miles away from wherever I am. Hey, Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County down by the Green River where paradise lay? I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train done hauled it away. Mr. Peabody's coal train done hauled it away.
That was Jimmy Buffett singing Paradise. The next song is gospel, and maybe it's what you're here after. This is called Hereafter, and it's sung by the Lonesome River Band.
Oh, sin, you get ready, there's coming a day, and if you are not ready to go, all of God's children shall be called away, and you will be left here below. There's coming a morning, and soon it shall be, when I will be leaving for home. All of my loved ones are waiting for me, where no sorrow heavenly home. If you're not here after what I'm here after, you'll be here after I'm gone. Soon I'll see Jesus returning at last, and I feel that it's just about time. I won't have to worry about things of the past or what I'll be leaving behind. behind. If you left here after the trumpet has blown, thereafter you'll see me no more. I won't be here after, 'cause I'm going home. Thereafter I'll be with my Lord. I'm here getting ready for glory, preparing for my heavenly home. If you're not here after what I'm here after, you'll be here after I'm gone. If you're not here after what I'm here after, you'll be here after I'm gone.
That was Hereafter, sung by the Lonesome River Band. Next up's another gospel. This one is Daniel Prayed by Doc Watson and Clarence Anchley, two singers from our part of the world. I just love the harmony on this song. Daniel Prayed.
I heard about a man one day who wasted not his time away.
He prayed to God.
He prayed to God every morning, noon and night.
He
cared not for the king's decree, but trusted God who set him free.
Old Daniel prayed.
Old Daniel prayed every morning, noon and night. Old Daniel served the living God while here upon this earth he trod.
He prayed to God.
He prayed to God every morning, noon and night. He cared not for the things of Baal, but trusted God who never failed.
Old Daniel prayed.
Old Daniel prayed every morning, noon and night.
They cast him in the lion's den
because he would not honor men.
He prayed to God.
He prayed to God every morning, noon and night.
Their jaws were locked, it made him shout, and God soon brought him safely out. Old Daniel prayed.
Old Daniel prayed every morning, noon and night. Old Daniel served the living God while here upon this earth he trod.
He prayed to God.
He prayed to God every morning, noon and night. He cared not for the things of Baal, but trusted God who never fails.
Old Daniel prayed.
Old Daniel prayed every morning, noon and night.
Oh, brother, let us watch and pray like Daniel lived from day to day. He prayed to God.
He prayed to God every morning,
noon and night.
He cared not for the king's decree, but trusted God who set him free.
Old Daniel prayed.
Old Daniel prayed every morning,
noon and night.
Old Daniel served the living God while here upon this earth he trod.
He prayed to God.
He prayed to God every morning,
noon and night.
He cared for the things of Baal, but trusted God who never fails.
Old Daniel prayed.
Old Daniel prayed every morning, noon and night.
Daniel Prayed by Doc Watson and Clarence Anchley. And now it's time for today's Wombat. And it's by one of the most famous poets in the English language in the previous century, T.S. Eliot. In addition to various serious poems and other kinds of things, he wrote a number of poems about cats. I'm not quite sure why, but I'm going to read one to you. This is McCavity the Mystery Cat by T.S. Eliot, read by Harry Beyer. McCavity's a mystery cat. He's called a hidden paw, for he's the master criminal who can defy the law. He's the bafflement of Scotland Yard, the flying squad's despair. For when they reach the scene of the crime, McCavity's not there. McCavity, McCavity, there's no one like McCavity. He's broken every human law, he breaks the law of gravity. His powers of levitation would make a fakir stare. And when you reach the scene of crime, McCavity's not there. You may seek him in the basement, you may look up in the air, but I tell you once and once again, McCavity's not there. McCavity's a ginger cat. He's very tall and thin. You would know him if you saw him, for his eyes are sunken in. His brow is deeply lined with thought. His head is highly domed. His coat is dusty from neglect. His whiskers are uncombed. He sways his head from side to side with movements like a snake. And when you think he's half asleep, he's always wide awake. McCavity, McCavity, there's no one like McCavity, for he's a fiend in feline shape, a monster of depravity. You may meet him in a by street, you may see him in the square, but when a crime's discovered, then McCavity's not there. He's outwardly respectable, they say he cheats at cards, and his footprints are not found in any file of Scotland Yards. And when the larder's looted, or the jewel case is rifled, or when the milk is missing, or another peak's been stifled, or the greenhouse glass is broken, and the trellis past repair, and there's the wonder of the thing, McCavity's not there. And when the Foreign Office find a treaty's gone astray, or the Admiralty lose some plans and drawings by the way, there may be a scrap of paper in the hall or on the stair, but it's useless to investigate. McCavity's not there. And when the loss has been disclosed, the Secret Service say, it must have been McCavity, but he's a mile away. You'll be sure to find him resting, or a licking of his thumbs, or engaged in doing complicated long division sums. McCavity, McCavity, there's no one like McCavity. There never was a cat of such deceitfulness and suavity. He's always has an alibi, and one or two to spare. At whatever time the deed took place, McCavity wasn't there. And they say that all the cats whose wicked deeds are widely known, I might mention Mungjoree, I might mention Griddlebone, are nothing more than agents for the cat who all the time just controls their operations, the Napoleon of crime. That was McCavity, the Mystery Cat by T.S. Eliot. That was today's Wombat. Next up is the Stable Song by Gregory Alan Isakoff.
Remember when our songs were just like prayer, like diaspora hymns that you call in the air. Come down, sweet reverence, unto my simple house and rang. Thank you. sword that fell will never tell. Strawberry up on a table. Well, I drank and sang and passed in the stable. Send me back to where I roam. Well, I cursed and I cried, but now I know. Oh, now I know. And I ran back to that hollow again. The moon was just a sliver back then. And I ached for my heart like some tin man. When it came, oh, it beat and it boiled and it rang. Oh, it's ringing. Ring like crazy, ring like hell. Turn me back into that wild-haired gale. Ring like silver, ring like gold. Turn these diamonds straight back into coal. Turn these diamonds straight back into coal.
The Stable Song by Gregory Alan Isakoff. The next song is a song from 1964 by Roy Orbison, and this is Oh Pretty Woman, and it just shows his incredible voice coming through well. So this was a big hit, one of his biggest hits, Oh Pretty Woman by Roy Orbison.
Thank you. woman walking down the street. Pretty woman, the kind I like to meet. Pretty woman, I don't believe you, you're not the truth. No one could look as good as you.
Mercy.
Pretty woman, won't you pardon me? Pretty woman, I couldn't help but see. Pretty woman, then you look lovely as can be. Are you lonely just like me? Pretty woman, stop a while.
Woman by Roy Orbison. We've got a lot of older songs on the show tonight. The next song is from 1957, the doo-wop era. This is the Silhouettes with Get a Job.
Dip, 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 dip. Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la, butter. Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la, butter.
Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la,
butter.
Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la,
get a job.
Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la,
you made me put it above the sun. You get me out of my bed of crying. Get a job.
Sha-la-la-la,
you wrap your breakfast every day. You know the one is on my way. I never felt the same.
Get a job.
Sha-la-la-la,
sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la,
well, Lola, when I get the paper, I read it through and through. And my girl never fails to say, if there is any work for me. I'm gonna go back to the house, hear that woman's mouth,
preaching and crying, tell me that I'm lying about a job
that I never could find.
Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la,
to the house. I hear the woman smile.
Preaching and a crying, tell me that I'm lying about a job that I never could find.
Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la.
Get a Job by the Silhouettes. You're listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baia. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturday afternoons at 1 from WEHC at Emory and Henry. It's my chance to play for you things I think might knock your socks off sometimes, and occasionally stick in something a little odd, which I call a wombat, like we just had McCavity the Mystery Cat, which was today's wombat. And now it's time to go back to 1956. This is not doo-wop. It was his own genre he created. It's Elvis Presley singing one of his top hits, Don't Be Cruel.
You know I can be found sitting home all alone. If you can't come around, at least please tell the phone. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Baby, if I made you mad for something I might have said, please don't forget my past. The future looks bright ahead. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. I don't want no other. Baby, it's just you I'm thinking of. Don't stop the thinking of me. Don't make me feel this way. Come on over here and love me. You know what I want you to say. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Why should we be apart? I really love you, baby. Cross my heart. Let's walk up to the preacher and let's say I do. Then you'll know you'll have me, and I know that I'll have you. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. I don't want no other love. Oh, baby, it's just you I'm thinking of. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. I don't want no other love. Oh, baby, it's just you I'm thinking of.
Don't Be Cruel by Elvis Presley. In general, when I'm playing folk music or gospel music or music that comes from down in small towns and in the country, I often like to sort of stick to the more authentic version, something you might hear on someone's front porch rather than in a big theater. But every now and then, like the next song, an arrangement comes up that I think catches the essence of the music, in spite of being a big choral group with all sorts of different parts coming in. So what you're going to hear is I Got Shoes by the Robert Shaw Chorale.
Shoes and bones, 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 shoes and bones
That was I Got Shoes by the Robert Shaw Chorale. Next up is Sweet Dreams by the Eurythmics with Annie Lennox on lead vocal, one of my all-time favorites, and I'm in good company on this. Rolling Stone magazine calls this one of the best 500 songs of all time. Big hit, changed a lot of things in the music industry. So this is Sweet Dreams by the Eurythmics. Sweet Dreams by the Eurythmics. And we haven't had any serious fiddle music tonight, so here it comes. This is called Toss the Feathers by Steve Pettit. And as a fiddler, I like this one. ¶¶ Toss the Feathers by Steve Pettit. Next up is one of my favorite quiet tunes. This is Air Tune by Molly's Revenge with Maura Smiley. Revenge with Maura Smiley. Next up is a moonshining song from this part of the world. This is Joan Baez with Copper Kettle. That was Copper Kettle, sung by Joan Baez. And the last song on the show today is Rainbow Connection with Kermit the Frog and Debbie Harry.
Why are there so many songs about rainbows and what's on the other side?
Rainbows are visions, but only illusions. Rainbows have nothing to hide.
So we've been told, and some choose to believe it. I know they're wrong, wait and see.
Someday we'll find it, the rainbow connection, the lovers, the dreamers, and me. All of us find it spell, we know.
I've heard them from my day.
Is this the sweet sound that calls the young sailors?
The voice might be one in the same.
I've heard it too many times to ignore it. It's something that I'm supposed to be.
Someday we'll find it, the rainbow connection, the lovers, the dreamers, and me.
You just heard Rainbow Connection by Kermit the Frog and Debbie Harry. You've been listening to Wombats and Music, and this is your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC at Emory and Henry. And every time I have this show, I end it the same way. It's audience participation time. It's your chance to join me. So get ready. It's now that you join me. Please join me in celebrating most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.